This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 231 for Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is recovering the previous day's losses in the old crop contracts on Wednesday, despite weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all lower to start the day. Crude oil is also showing small declines. The Canadian dollar is down nearly 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract is up $8 per ton at $637.50. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat are showing minimal gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture on Wednesday reported U.S. corn export shipments for the week ended January 16th at 1.541 million tons, more than double the same week last year and 6.9% above the previous week. So far this marketing year, 19.25 million tons have been shipped, a 30.5% increase from 1 year ago. Warm and dry weather is in the forecast for Argentine corn growing areas into early February, with rainfall over the next 2 weeks at 25 to 50 millimeters below normal. In Brazil, the first corn crop in the center-south region of the country was 4.1% harvested as of Thursday, according to Ag Rural. South Korea purchased 136,000 tons of corn last night. The March corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.92. The USDA reported 973,145 tons of U.S. soybeans shipped for export last week, down 28% from the previous week and down 18% from the same week last year. The marketing year-to-date total is 32.3 million tons, 20.6% above 1 year ago. U.S. President Donald Trump said his administration is considering placing a 10% tariff on imports from China and the European Union, causing markets to wait and see on possible retaliation. Last night, China stopped soybean imports from five Brazilian firms due to phytosanitary issues. 1.7% of Brazil's soybean crop was harvested as of last Thursday, according to Ag Rural. Abiov raised its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 3 million tons at 171.7 million. The March soybean contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.68. The USDA reported wheat export shipments last week at 261,786 tons, down 12.5% from the previous week and 17% from the week year prior. Marketing year shipments are 13.28 million tons, up 23.8% from last year. The European Union shipped 11.74 million tons of soft wheat for export from July 1st to January 19th, down 6.75% from the same period last year. Japan issued a tender for nearly 127,000 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia, of which 30,800 tons would be from stateside. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.60. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.79. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.06. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.